that wool is awfully greasy, too.
Well, they're bound to take that grease out of it.
Put it in hair oil and call it lanolin, huh?
I've gone through Minnesota, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado 2 years ago this fall when they called me and Fritz went up
there. I reckon it was.
They was bringing them sheep out of the mountains to the barns when I come back. Mm. We met several bunches in a row. There'd be 2,000 or 3,000 in. Mexican with them and a shepherd dog.
Well, I guess those are good dogs.
One get a little out of line, that Mexican, and say something. I didn't know what he said, but that dog knew what he said. He put that sheep back over there.
Make sure he speaks Spanish and you have my dog, huh?
Yeah.
What do you need if you're going to raise pigs?
Your sow and male hog or boar. Right here now, that's what like the bull. You used to say earlier, some of them say male cow or something, but now then, they're bulls and they don't say nothing straight out now, but just a boar.
Mm-hmm. Man, Chester Porter was. I stood all night with him on Saturday night, and my aunt's bull has gone, and she told us at the breakfast table, said, I want you boys to go get that boy cow home. Mm-hmm. And Chester said, boy cow, hell, I said, that's just a plain old bull.
I talked to a man down by Broken Bow. He was quite disturbed. He was afraid we were calling bulls in college when there were girls there.
No.
He didn't think that was right. It's like swearing in front of ladies. What do you call it when you operate on a boar?
Castrated.
Then what is he?
He's a barrel. Mm-hmm.
And what are hogs? What's the difference between a hog and a pig?
Hogs grown.
Yeah, hogs are big size hogs, and a pig is a small pig.
Mm-hmm.
Chokes is in between them.
Yeah, they call these. After they're weaned, get up and weigh them 40, 50, 60 pounds, why they call them chokes now.
Mm-hmm.
They put 100 pounds along there, 125, but they have to be past that, why they're beginning to get them hog class.
Is a gilt a choke or a hog?
That's a female hog.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those stiff hairs on the boar?
Bristles.
And the big teeth?
Hershey's.
Well, I guess they're pretty wicked, aren't they?
Yeah, they say they are.
I think try one of them wild boars down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
About a 4 or 5 year set of them in his mouth.
I've seen some wicked little javelinas out in Arizona. They don't get very big, but they're lively little fellas. They're short.
And they know how to use them turkeys, too.
Yeah, they can get pretty busy with them.
This old Farmer Jones that wrestles up here, Oklahoma City's got one of them. He brings with him to the wrestling ring.
Yeah, he's a clown, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've seen him on television. I haven't been down to watch him. What do you call the sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
We call him bawling.
How about a cow when she's hungry?
They call that lowing, don't they, Luther?
Yeah, move in there lowing or something.
And a horse, when he's hungry?
He's neighing.
If you're raising chickens and you want a hen to come back to the nest, do you put anything in it to get her back?